Hi there. Welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones, and real glad that you could join me. Today, I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary, and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I'll be right back. Close to one of the best bays in the world, this Cuban city is an architectural and cultural jewel. Founded in 1819 in the place that José Martí Park occupies today, Camagüey boasts sites of remarkable heritage value. The imprint of French families who raised the city is evident in the perfect rectilinear layout of its streets. Among the sites of notable heritage value are the Tomás Terry Theatre, the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception, the Provincial Museum, the Town Hall, the Colegio de San Lorenzo, and the Ferrer Paris, amongst others. In Sin Vegas, you can also visit the historic centre of the city and the Punta Gorda, declared by UNESCO a Cultural Heritage of Humanity in 2005, the Paseo del Prado, the Palacio del Valle, the Fortress of Our Lady of the Angels of Hawa, cemeteries of Reina and Tomás Azea, the Dolphinarium, and the beach of Rancho Luna. There is also El Nicho, a scenic waterfall in the Escambray area, and there is the Guanarruca Lagoon, an ideal site for the observation of endemic birds. Then, the Botanic Garden, listed as one of the best in the world for its plant collections, and nearby the city of Lajas, birthplace and gravesite of the popular musician Benny Murray. In Havana, on Tuesday the 20th of August, Cinema 23 and 12 hosts the premiere of a documentary about the life and work of the Cuban ethnologist, anthropologist and writer Natalia Bolívar. Under the direction of Ernesto Daranas, the film entitled Natalia proposes an approach to the personality of the intellectual, who at 84 years of age lives with two of her daughters and is preparing her autobiography. In 74 minutes, several working days are summarized in which new passages from the life of the renowned specialist of Cuban religions of African origin are explored. With the production of Sinsonte Films and RTV Commercial, the documentary was made by a team of professionals, including assistant director Laura Daranas, producers Adriana Moya, Joel Ortega, and Luis Tejera, photographer and editor Rafael Felo Garcia, and the musicians Juan Antonio Leiva and Magda Rosa Galban. Bolívar has a multifaceted work in which her lectures in several countries on religion, her work on feature films, and plays such as Strawberry and Chocolate stand out. Among these publications are the texts The Orishas in Cuba, In Tutu, Death in Afro-Cuban Myths and Rituals, and not the least, Myths and Legends of Afro-Cuban Food. The exhibition Lost Documents, Children of Chernobyl in Cuba, by the Peruvian artist Sonia Cunliffe, is now on display at the Fototeca de Cuba. The exhibition has documents and audio visuals on the stay in the Caribbean island of thousands of Ukrainian children affected by the greatest nuclear disaster in history that occurred on April the 26th, 1986. Sonia Cunliffe has highlighted the solidarity associated with the event, the love of thousands of Cuban doctors, and even the unconditional work of those who mediated as translators. She said that the genesis of the idea for the exhibition took place in 2011 while she was visiting Cuba. On that occasion, she decided to visit the town of Tarara to investigate the children of Chernobyl. Later in 2015, another work project brought her back to Cuban soil, where she linked up with the Cuban journalist Maribel Acosta and decided to undertake further research. According to Sonia, every detail of the story can be found in this multidisciplinary exhibition, evidence of the human magnitude of a project that lasted 21 years and welcomed 26,500 children. Maribel Acosta has pointed to the research and the artistic dimension of the exhibition, an interdisciplinary event that links photographic, journalistic, musical, and medical work. The exhibition contains audiovisual interviews, files, objects used in the program, and has sound mixes and music specially prepared for the exhibition. The free comprehensive care program for infants victims of the nuclear accident was initiated on March the 29th, 1990, when Fidel Castro received the first 139 children and announced the willingness to receive no less than 10,000. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.